T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s every hour. 106.5 PM. Got a new one lined up. What you got?
Paul emailed me and he wanted me to phone scam his coworker Brian after he found out that Brian went to HR about another coworker of theirs that he found out was doing an awful lot of office supply stealing. Mm. So I called to say that's office snitching.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
I'd like to speak to Brian, please.
Yep, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian. This is Sid calling from the Human Resources Department. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. What can I help you with?
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the report that you filed about a coworker.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm referring to?
Yep, I know exactly what you're referring to.
Okay. Specifically dealing with office theft?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to talk to you a little bit about that, if that's okay with you.
Yep. And I'm just going to stay anonymous, right? This isn't...
of course.
This isn't, trackable. Okay.
No, of course. Yeah. No, your name is going to stay private, and that's probably for the best, because, frankly, what I wanted to talk to you about is here at... We don't really like office snitches.
well, but
frankly, we just don't think that it interbreeds a good environment when, you know, one person's just basically a weasel and just snitching on people. And you know, it's you know what I'm talking about. You wouldn't want somebody to see what you do, you know, and then turn around to management or human resources and be like, you're not going to believe what Brian's doing.
I should be held responsible just like everyone else in this office.
Listen, I wouldn't like it. I do a lot of terrible things here. You know, I show up late to work all the time. I have my own office and I am asleep like 60% of the day. So I wouldn't want...
What did you say your name was?
Why? Are you going to snitch on me now?
Oh, I'm just curious.
This is what we're talking about, Brian. We're just two bros, man. I'm just spitting with you. You're just talking to me. I'm just talking to you. We're just two people. We're just two men, you know? And now, right. Now I feel, because you're just like, you know, what is your name again? And I feel like now I can't be honest with you. I was just honest with you. Like, what do you do? I'm sure you do some stuff.
I actually do my best to keep code and to follow the rules of management. And
yeah, but everybody does.
You do the same.
Everybody does. Yeah. I'll bet you don't park in your parking spot all the time. Do you park in your parking spot all the time? You know?
Yes, I do.
I'll bet you show up late to work sometimes. You know, I'll bet you sometimes use too much toilet paper than you have to when you're in the bathroom. You know, everybody's got their thing.
I'm sorry. That's an issue for you. Okay. This has been a really great call. I'm going to probably get in contact with some other people about the situation. And I've just learned a lot more than I needed to know. So,
whoa. Okay. Brian.
Yes?
I called you to look out for you here. Okay. To tell you that you should stop being a tattletale. And your response to that is, I'm going to tattletale more.
Well, it's looking like there's a few things in the office that need to be identified and maybe rectified, and you might be one of them.
Whoa. All right. Well, maybe we do have a big problem here.
Yeah, I really think we do.
I'll bet you didn't have a lot of friends growing up.
Oh, wow. Okay. So now you're just being a jerk to me, too? Okay.
Listen, you made fun of me with how much toilet paper I use in the bathroom. Who's being the jerk now? I was just trying to be a good friend and look out for you.
Right.
You clearly don't want that. So, okay, fine. You know what? Snitch on everybody.
Really
snitch on everyone.
Really
hey, you know what? Let me make the announcement for you. Hey, everybody, everyone in the whole company, watch out for Brian. Be on nothing but good behavior around him, because he can't wait to stab you in the back. There you go.
You're in the office right now. You're just shouting. Okay. I'm not sure how you've managed to keep your job to this point, but I'm not so sure you're going to be able to keep it much longer.
Well, there's two things that we agree with. I have no idea how I've done this as long as I have. But before I get going, though, I do want to tell you, Brian, that you're actually on a phone scam on 106.5 The End on the wake-up call. This is Gavin. None of this is real.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.